हेलो,
हाँ भाई,
हमको
ले
एक
का
बात
सुन।
बताओ। नहीं
बोलो।
नहीं हमको एक बात बताओ, टेक्नीशियन का क्या हाल खबर है?
टेक्नीशियन का भाई पता नहीं यार, जैकी तो क्या बोल रही है हमको खुद ही समझ में नहीं आ रहा है। टेक्नीशियन
भाई
जाएगा लेकिन कब जाएगा? कल जाएगा शायद, हमको जितना लग रहा है।
ठीक है, कॉल लगाओ, हम बात करते हैं। मतलब तुम बात करो, हम भी लाइन बनाएंगे।
नहीं, हम उसको बोला
अच्छा
कि हम तुमको टेक्नीशियन को लेके कॉन्फ्रेंस पे कॉल कर रहे हैं, तो तुमको एक बार खाली
ठीक,
उसको सॉफ्टफोन कैसे काम करेगा वो चीज को समझाना है।
हम बोल
ठीक है,
देंगे। ठीक है,
ठीक है, रुको। दिस इज रफीक वंस अगेन, हाउ आर यू? Right, I have my technician Jack with me on the other line, and he can explain to you like how exactly this soft phone gonna work. Jack, hi.
Yep.
Jack,
Okay, hi
you can
ma'am.
go ahead.
Hi, it's Jack. How are you?
Good.
Wonderful. I wanted to tell you that this is just a temporary solution that I wanted to discuss with you. Okay, wherein on your mobile we would install our phone app. Okay, and the two numbers that you have, the calls
So
would come directly to your mobile phones.
when you say mobile, you mean my mobile, as in my portable?
Whichever, yes, yeah, like your mobile handset. I mean, you can install it on whichever handset you would like to. So we've got an inbuilt app for your. We've already created a user ID and a password for your specific services, wherein you can go ahead and install the app on your mobile phone or whichever phone you would like to. And whenever you receive a call, the calls would come onto your mobile as well. So you'll get calls on your mobile, whoever calls you on your regular 04 number, plus anyone calling your business number will also come to your mobile phone. And bear in mind, ma'am, this is just a temporary solution till we have a technician sent out to fix it.
And okay, so it comes through to my mobile. How do I put it through to someone else's landline, like the desktop phone?
So at the moment when you have it, it will not come to your desktop phone. The desktop phone will be
No.
sorted out once the technician visits you, actually.
Yep. But I won't be able to divert to anyone else. So I
See,
gotta travel from.
diversion is something that I can do right now. So, are you saying that those calls would be intended for someone else?
That's correct.
Okay, so
I don't just
can.
have six desktop phones. We have 12 desktop phones. They
Okay.
have people at two addresses. So if I've got to put a phone call through to them, or someone else, if it comes through to my mobile, I've got to carry my mobile all over the office.
Okay. So you can install that on multiple devices actually, the extensions.
So on the desktop phone you're talking, or my actual mobile phone?
You can have your number installed on different mobile phones.
Have the landline, as in 9093 1886,
Yes.
and so you can have that go to multiple mobile numbers.
Not go to multiple numbers. We can have the number installed in multiple phones. It has to be obviously your staff's mobile phones. That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay. Right. You'll just have to put it through to my mobile. I'll have to cart it around all over the office. And so 9093 1886 will have to go to my mobile.
So should I divert them to your mobile, or do you want to actually download the app on your phone and have the calls directly come to you on your mobile? And obviously make calls also from the landline.
So at the moment we can still call out on the landline, on the desktop phones, but we can't get any calls in.
So why don't I divert the 1886 temporarily to your mobile? So if anyone
Yep.
calls, the 1886 can come to your mobile.
Yep. And can we divert the 90?
Yeah, just bear with me for a second while I'm doing the 886 first. So I'm sending all calls by default to 0417185292.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to the next one now. Hang on. The second number that I have here is the one ending in 3035.
Yes, just saying.
And where am I sending those calls to?
Yes, mobile number. Hold on, I'm just getting it. Zero 418.
Hang on. Yep, 0418.
253.
Mhm.
039.
0418 253 039. Yeah.
Yep.
So this one's for the 3035. Okay. I've diverted the calls to each of the mobile numbers. And I'll have a check done on the status of the private ignition. As soon as there's an update, we'll give you a call back. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
I'll try to do it
going,
ASAP. Yep.
But going forward, are you guys going to be able to manage this, or is this going to have to keep going back through? Like, the whole point of going to you guys was your phone company to be able to manage all of this for us. I don't seem to see that you're able to do that if you're having to send it to someone else.
Yes. No, we do not have private technicians in your area, ma'am, to be honest. And, you know, I've just stepped into the picture right away. I mean, right now. I wasn't sure of the background earlier.
And this is all the questions that I had when I first spoke to you guys. And the answers I got was, yes, we can do that, yes, we can do that. But clearly I was lied to. This is
right.
My issue. So, like, I signed up on a lie, and I don't even know that I've actually signed anything. So my confidence in Melbourne Phone Company is just really going out the window.
I totally understand that the beginning of it has been not a good experience, or a negative one. But
it's been a complete
disaster.
Like, you did a 10-day calling off period and nothing was even connected in that 10 days. Like, nothing happened in that 10 days.
See, cooling off period starts from the date of the application, actually. Cooling off, only after the cooling off is over, the services are activated. But I'll take this as your feedback and I'll pass this on. And
so
I will try to get a technician.
So you're saying because this is still not activated, the cooling off period still hasn't started.
No, the services are already with us. That's how I'm being able to divert the calls, ma'am. So the cooling off, only after cooling off is over, the services are activated. It doesn't, the cooling off ends, and only after it ends, the services are activated.
Okay. So can I get a copy of the contract?
I do not have that, but I'll pass this on to the relevant team to have it sent out to you, ma'am. Okay? And
yes.
I'll see if I can have the technician pushed in for as quickly as possible. I'm trying to do something about it. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, because
thank
I'm
you very much.
Really not happy with this.
I totally understand. I really do call in. And I'm really sorry
for
all the trouble caused.
4 weeks for one company not to get phone calls. Would your company function for 4 weeks without being able to get phone calls?
No.
Exactly.
Absolutely not. Right.
So when I say this is a disaster, it's a disaster.
Right.
All right. So if it's not sorted by tomorrow, I've already put a complaint through to the Ombudsman.
Okay.
And I will be following up with it.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Sure. Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye.